Emery, I got rid of my cable. My household got rid of our cable. It was something like it was over $100 a month. And I mean, it was ridiculous. It just wasn't doing us any good. It was taking up our time. It was wasting our time.
Mm-hmm.
Listening to KBOO, the amount I give per month, it's not nearly as much, and it's much more worthwhile. So if you feel the same way, a great way to start is by going to KBOO.fm or calling toll-free 877-500-KBOO.
That's right. We don't fill up our the airways with ads. Because our news isn't being purchased and bought by small groups or corporations. Our news is funded by you, by this grassroots community network that's out there. So 877-500-5266. Thanks for joining us for Democracy Now! And the KBOO Evening News. Now on to Cutie Pock Talk.
KBOO would like to thank our community partners who donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Katie O'Brien's, an Irish pub serving traditional American food, located at 2809 Northeast Sandy Boulevard, open every day from 8 a.m. to 2:30 a.m. Lunch was provided by Huber's Cafe, serving turkey entrees and their Spanish coffee. Dinner was provided by Fire on the Mountain, a Portland Wings stop, open from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., serving wings and sides at three different Portland locations.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Radio Cab, the transportation choice of Portlanders since 1946. With service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Radio Cab has a mobile app that allows you to book a cab with your phone, available at the App Store, Google Play, and at radiocab.net. Or, if you prefer, you can talk to a real person at 503-227-1212. This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay Directory, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. New smartphone app available for all iPhones and Droids. For more information, you can visit gaypdx.com.
This is Judy Berry from Earth First, and when I'm in Portland, I listen to non-commercial community radio, KBOO Portland. No compromise in defense of the truth.
Corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas. Make a Texas, make a Texas, make a, make a, make a, make a, make, 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 you mix that Negro with that.
Hi everyone, it's Olivia Olivia here with Cutie Pock Talk. I'm here with Oscar. Hi, Oscar.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for having us. Thank you for checking in.
Thank you. I'm here with Phoenix.
Hello, this is Phoenix. Nice to see you again.
You might notice a smooth jazz voice missing here today. That's Darian Jones, our co-host here, but he will not be able to join us, unfortunately, this night. But yes, we've still got a great show packed here for you, don't we, guys?
Absolutely. Hey, yay, Darian, taking care of a lot of things in the community. Thank you for doing so much to nurture all of our communities out in the world.
Yeah. So as you guys know, this is our relaunch, reclamation, rebirth episode. So we're going to be talking a lot about growing and showing and making sure that things turn out differently when it comes to Cutie Pock, especially in the Portland community.
Very much needed.
Yeah, definitely. So we're going to start off a little bit with a little bit about the history of being reborn and rebirth. And who else better to do that than our own Phoenix? Phoenix.
Absolutely.
Singer. Yeah.
By the name of Phoenix, and that's today's theme today. Rebirth, relaunch, and replay. Phoenix, tell us more about this, please.
Hey, everyone. So we're going to be talking about it in a little bit, but as you may know, Sankofa Collective is up on the ground, and there's going to be some things I'm going to talk about regarding why that name was chosen and what that symbology means. But just to start off with what Phoenix means, though, this is a pretty cross-cultural. You can see it in ancient Western as well as Eastern and indigenous North American mythologies about Firebird or Thunderbird, a phoenix. The legend goes that a phoenix, when it dies, a new one is born from the ashes, that it's a creature that is immortal through rebirth. And this is some imagery that is really similar to what Sankofa is going for. Now, Sankofa is a word in the Twi language. It's originates from Ghana. And it means to go back and to take it. So this is entirely about a word about return, renewal, and in the context of Sankofa Collective, going back to the roots, becoming reborn in the sense of going back to what we've always had. And the Sankofa Collective has actually given out a really interesting little cute definition that I'll read out for y'all. So it means literally in a translation to go back and fetch it. We must go back and reclaim our past so we can move forward and we can understand why and how we came to be who we are today. This is a word much like Phoenix symbolizes in the Sankofa Collective's most recent relaunch, as well as the relaunch of Cutie Pock Talk right here on KBOO. Coming back to our roots, and that often means renewal, coming out of the ashes of the old anew.
Yeah. Ooh,
we so really relate. I personally really relate with that. Thank you so much for sharing, Phoenix. As a Scorpio rising myself, the element very much related to the Phoenix rising from the ashes. We're really excited to start off with this concept in our conversations today.
Yeah. So we're also adding a quick segment here about recent news and what it's like to have things reborn in our own community or reclaimed. A story that recently piqued my interest here in Portland was about how a backroom deal helped Portland dodge another Portland gentrification controversy.
Ooh, yeah.
Did you guys hear about it?
No, tell us more, please.
Yeah, it was a shout out to Brad Schmidt for covering this in the Oregonian. It's a story about Portland Commissioner Dan Saltzman and the Trader Joe, and it refers to the Trader Joe controversy of 2013 and 2014, which I think a lot of people still remember. But thanks to the work of PCRI's director, Maxine Fitzpatrick, a $7.25 million dollar deal that was originally going to go to a private the construction company, not the construction, but the I'm looking for the word real quickly, the organization that puts together this, the housing, the development company, sorry, they were originally going to take it, and it wasn't a local community, but it was given back to PCRI, which is a group that targets African Americans. Great. And I thought that it was interesting that Maxine had the ability to kind of put that out there, to come forward on such a contentious issue and bring the city into accountability, including Dan Saltzman, and, you know, other nonprofits in the community who were affected by that. So I think that having our own housing constructed by organizations that are run by and for African Americans and other people of color are extremely important. And I urge the city to, in some way, maybe make that process more transparent. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Absolutely. It's definitely needed. I mean, I think in a place like Portland, the history of state building of this region, I think what you're mentioning is certainly important based on that reality as well. And the current events that keep happening that reproduce, you know, things that have always existed. Time is relative. And
oh, boy. Yeah. Sorry about that, folks. There's a little construction over here. Yeah. So we're about to cut to break to let you guys learn more about the fundraising options here at KBOO to keep this show around for Cutie Pock, and we're heading over to there in just a minute. Yeah, thank you.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Cutie Pock. It is so great to have queer programming that's specifically dedicated to queer people of color. There isn't any place else in Portland where you can find programming like this, and it's so important. KBOO has a commitment to diversity. KBOO has a commitment to racial justice. KBOO has a commitment to opening to making the community that it really is, rather than just a community that privileges some people. And so I am so proud of Cutie Pock. It's just, it's such a great program, and KBOO is such a great station. And that's why we need your support here tonight. This is Emma, and I'm here tonight. We're just helping to raise some money for KBOO, and we're just so excited to be here. But we really can't do this without you. It costs a lot of money to run a community radio station. Honestly, I'm not gonna kid about this. It's very expensive to run a community radio station. And in order to do that, we really need your support. It's the support of people like you that are out there listening right now to Cutie Pock Radio, that listen to Transpositive, that listen to our whole queer programming block. We really need to hear tonight from our members of the queer, trans, bi, gender, queer, everyone. We need to hear from you tonight, because this is your station. You're not gonna hear this anyplace else in Portland except right here on KBOO, and we are citywide, we are statewide. That's why it's so important for you to call in tonight. If you can give us a call, that's KBOO FM, give us a call at 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. And there's lots of ways that you can give. The best way is if you can sign up to be a monthly donor. It really doesn't cost very much. It's $10. $10 a month is just $120 a year. Now, $10 a month is less than you probably spend, honestly, in a week on coffee. If you like coffee like I do, and you go to the coffee shop, then just think of it that way. Think about how much money you spend a month just on a cup of coffee from the coffee shop, and what you spend on KBOO, and think about how much more you get out of KBOO. You can listen to Cutie Pock Radio tonight. You can be so educated by all of these brilliant people who are here to like put down some wisdom and really share with us. And the only way that we're going to make this happen is by giving to KBOO. So give us a call right now. It's 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. That's KBOOF.FM if you want to contribute online. And it's just so important. It's just so important. So if you can give us a call right now at 877-500-5266, we have lots of people waiting for your call. So give us a call right now, and we're about to go back to Cutie Pock Radio. Thank you so much.
Okay, sorry guys, I'm back. We just took a moment there to transition. We're back here on Cutie Pock Talk today, and this is our Reclaim, Relaunch, and Rebirth episode. So thank you for tuning in with us, and thank you for taking a moment to recognize the hard work that KBOO is doing to keep our voices here in the community.
Yes, welcome back. And joining us right now is Khalil Edwards, who is director of Sankofa and queer activist in the community. Welcome, Khalil. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm good. Happy to be here.
Excellent.
Hope y'all can hear me.
We're really, really excited to engage in this conversation with you, as community certainly has been wondering. And we love hearing about moments that we rise from the ashes and we create something out of situations better for the whole. I think you could really share with us some of the current events that have been happening with PFLAG Portland Black Chapter, and maybe we can hop on to some of those questions so we can engage our listeners into why we're here to talk about the relaunch. So would you tell us a little bit, Khalil, about what happened to PFLAG Black Chapter? For those who don't know about PFLAG Portland Black Chapter, would you tell us a little bit about what the community would do in the organization, and then what inspired the rebranding?
Yeah. Yeah, happy to share that. So PFLAG, Portland Black Chapter, has been around since 2009, and that's when we were founded, and working in our community to really provide support, resources, advocacy, and support for Black, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer persons living throughout the Portland metro area and their friends and family and all our loved ones. So really trying to embrace the whole community as what that looks like. And so that work has been really tremendous and successful over the past 7+ years. And so recently we have been going through a transition and relaunching as the Sankofa Collective Northwest. So that is our new name. Exciting. Hey. Exciting things in store in that relaunch. But just what led there was a lot of things. I would really encourage folks to go to our website, SankofaCollectiveNW.org, and also to check out a recent article that was really well done in PQ Monthly that really tells the story of how we came to be Sankofa Collective Northwest. But just kind of in a nutshell, when we first started doing PFLAG Portland Black Chapter, the work really quickly became much more complex than what is usually traditional form of a PFLAG model, as folks may be really familiar with. And so we soon began adding programming. So we have our faith outreach work, our youth outreach work. We do Portland Black Pride, which is a really exciting week of events and other events throughout the year to celebrate and provide a safe space for folks in our community. We do a lot of policy and advocacy work that really works on issues that impact folks that are Black and LGBTQ that live throughout our communities. I'm really trying to empower folks and do work that will, you know, really improve the lives, because we know that folks that are Black and LGBTQ living with those, holding those intersecting identities, really are facing some really harsh disparities that folks have to live with every day. And so our work became really complex to really meet the needs of the folks that are in our community. And so we knew, like, with the complexity of work, that we would needing to have our own organization outside of the satellite structure that we operated in with PFLAG Portland. And so that was our plan to move forward in that direction. And we ended up doing that, starting on that work in 2015. But, you know, it was something on the horizon, but not something that we necessarily prioritized and put at the top of our list. We were just like, we know we need to do this and it needs to happen. And it'll happen in the process that it does. And we didn't necessarily put it at the forefront of our work because, you know, our work was so so deep and expansive that we really prioritized working within the community and doing that work in the community and not necessarily focusing on kind of those structural things as much. And so as things move forward, there we ended up needing to split from PFLAG Portland just because of we did not have the autonomy that we thought we had in really leading this work for Black LGBTQ folks. And so, you know, for years, we really operated autonomously under this PFLAG satellite structure with having the Black chapter and other chapters within this PFLAG Portland umbrella. And the relationship really had been a great relationship for many years. And when challenges came, we realized that we did not have the autonomy that we thought we had, and some really hard decisions that we were not in support of happened, and that just led to us really having to relaunch our organization under a new name, and kind of in a lot of ways having the foundation and structure that we had kind of pulled out from under us and taken from us. And so we kind of found ourselves in this really hard place, not being able to serve the community that desperately needs us. You know, we're the only organization that's specifically serving the Black LGBTQ community, and so they really depend on us, rely on us, and our work is critically important. And so we came to this place, and it's been challenging, it's been hard, but we're really excited with the work moving forward. Our work is pretty much the same as what it has been. And we're going to continue to, you know, at the heart of it, we're going to continue to really lift up and support and empower and do work that supports Black LGBTQ folks.
Okay, thanks. And we're taking a moment to go to KBOO for another break.
Thank you. Hi, this is Emma, and we're back here at Pledge Central. Did you know it is so easy to give with KBOO? You can give online at kboo.fm. You can also give us a call by phone at 877-500-5266. Giving is really easy. You can give $10 a month. If you give $10 a month, that's $120 a year. $120 a year goes such a long way. Over 40% of our members already contribute monthly. Sustaining members are the backbone of our financial stability. And it's so easy to give. Monthly donors are automatically entered into each of our sweepstakes. Members can contribute monthly from their checking account or their credit card. And you don't need to ever worry about whether your membership is current with a monthly contribution. And that's why I'm here tonight. I'm just here. We're taking a little break from Cutie Pock Radio. Cutie Pock Radio, queer, trans, people of color. This is so important to our community. You can't hear programming like this anywhere else on your radio dial. And you can hear it all over Portland. And it's a great signal. It's nice and clear, so you can hear it anywhere. And it really matters because the voices of people of color are so important. It's so important that we provide every possible avenue that we can for people of color to speak from their own authentic voice. And we need to listen. It's really important that we listen. People who are not people of color, it's very important that we listen to what they have to say. And KBOO values that. KBOO understands the importance of this. KBOO has a commitment to a beloved community. We have a commitment to racial justice. We have a commitment to dismantling white supremacy. And that's why we're here tonight. We're here because your voice matters, and you're not going to hear this kind of programming anyplace else on your radio dial. That's why we'd really like it if you'd give us a call tonight. Give us a call at 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. You can also give online at kboo.fm. You know, I just want to share some facts with you about KBOO. It costs money in order for us to run this station. Our transmitter and radio tower cost $56,000. Our phones and internet cost $25,000. All of this, it takes money. It takes your support for this to happen. And we're really lucky, though, because we have a great community. We have a giving community. We have hundreds and thousands of donors who give every year. And tonight, we want you to be one of those donors. We know that every day 60,000 people listen to KBOO in any particular time frame. And so with that many listeners, we know that you're probably one of them, and you're probably listening right now. And if you haven't donated, then it's time. It's time to just chip in. It's less than the cup of a cup of coffee. Like if you go to the coffee shop, if you go to your local coffee shop and you buy some coffee every day, or if you go a couple of times a week, this is less than that. And that's why it's so important for us to hear from you tonight. If you can give us a call at 877-500-5266. We really want to hear from you. My name is Emma, and I'm here tonight. I'm one of the programmers for Trans Positive. And right now we're in the middle of our queer and trans programming block. We have Cutie Pock, we have Trans Positive, we have Alan Silver. All of this programming comes to you because KBOO has a commitment to the queer, trans, to the people of color community. And we know that it's important for us as a community to come together when we are threatened, when we are out in the community and we know that we haven't quite got all of our rights yet. We know that there's problems in our community with homelessness in the trans community. We know that there's problems in our community with people being assaulted and harassed. And where are you going to hear about that? You're going to hear about that first on KBOO. And that's why I'm here tonight with Lisa. And Lisa, let's talk about why people should give to KBOO.
You know, I feel that KBOO is an essential source of information about our grassroots communities, and especially communities that don't have access to a microphone. You know, we used to talk about
give a voice to the voiceless.
You know what? People have a voice. Mm-hmm. Give them the microphone mm-hmm. is what I'm saying. 877-500-5266. KBOO's been handing the microphone to the people for almost half a century. Can you dig that? And it's you. It's people like you who pick up the phone and call and make that happen. We don't sit around and, you know, get gigantic subsidies from the Meow Meow Corporation. We don't. And, you know, maybe we will. Maybe we will. And that's awesome. But for now, it's us and you, 877-500-5266. I'm not sure what the Meow Meow Corporation does, by the way. No idea.
And, you know, if people want to give, we have gifts available. Tonight we're talking about maybe the Dandy Warhols.
There's tickets to the, it's an all-ages show. There's three pairs of tickets. It's the Dandy Warhols. It's in December at the Crystal Ballroom. That's like historic. Mm-hmm. That's going to be historic. And that's for a $75 minimum contribution to the radio station.
$75. That is such a great deal.
It's only $6.25 a month, right? Yeah, yeah. A half rack of PBR costs more than that. Don't drink that, by the way. Be healthy. Be healthy. Think about where you invest your money and then think about where you can put it so that it will actually do the most good. 877-500-526. And we're going to go back to our pals at Cutie Puck Talk.
Thank you.
And we are back here on Cutie Pock Talk. Hi, guys.
Hello, everyone. That was Alicia Keys' remixed by Black Coffee, her song In Common that you were just listening to. Check that out, and Black Coffee as well. We are back with our guest speaker today, Khalil Edwards, a community activist in our community, who's sharing some more about queer Black activism here in Portland, Oregon. And we were just hearing about the work that PFLAG Portland Black Chapter has begun over the years in the past decade, and we're certainly really happy to see all of our community leaders that have come out of and been developed and sheltered in community in Portland PFLAG Black Chapter, and how it continues on to Sankofa Collective Northwest.
Hey, Khalil, this is Phoenix. So I'm asking just a quick question, because I noticed you talked a lot about autonomy being one of the major reasons why the relationship with PFLAG led to the formation of Sankofa. And I was just wondering if you could talk a bit, having read the PQ monthly article myself, about specifically the financial aspect. I know that PFLAG Portland was really interested in making sure that PFLAG Portland Black Chapter became like a volunteer organization. And clearly, autonomy for Sankofa meant moving into different directions. Could you just speak a bit about that and why you think it's important that Black LGBT leaders in Portland be paid for their work?
Yeah, I think that's super important. Before I answer that, I do want to ask y'all real quick what y'all think of the article. Did all y'all read it?
Everybody
read it?
Yeah.
Yeah, read it.
I was quoting it.
Yes. I was really excited to be able to, you know, share our voice and kind of what happened in that article. But speaking to the question that you asked, I think that was one of the truly sticking points and somewhat of the breaking points in the split. I mean, it was many things that contributed to it, and that was one of them, with the decision being made that we move to an all-volunteer model moving forward. And that just doesn't work for us, like, on so many levels. Like, we don't have the ability, for one, to be able to spend 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 plus hours a week doing this work for the lives of Black LGBTQ folks in our community. So right there, that's just like, no, that doesn't work, and it doesn't make sense. And it is not, you know, even suggesting a model like that, knowing our communities and knowing what the work is of the organization, just doesn't honor, you know, who our community is and what the work is and what that looks like and what it takes to really provide that type of support and empowerment and activism for Black LGBTQ liberation, right?
Well, what is, like, sorry if you don't mind me stepping in. I remember, reading the article by Saucity, which was, like, again, really great, and it was a really interesting feature piece because there was a lot of different...
Yes, kudos to Saucity.
Totally. And I think what I liked about it is that it had a lot of different perspectives. Like, some people were really grateful for all the leadership, and obviously other folks in the community are calling for the resignation of Don Holt, while others still are saying that that they would like to see... like healing, and they would like to specifically see some of that coming from like white allies. And how do you feel about that healing process, and what can, if anything, people like Dawn or others do to heal that? Can PFLAG Portland change?
I mean, I think that everyone has the ability to change, and I am always a proponent of looking at ways to work together and to move towards healing. I think that, you know, I think that that's the way that we are able to move forward and
But are they
progress?
Always looking?
They may not be, and, you know, their interests may be differently other than that, but... So, you know, that's definitely an issue too. But, you know, I think that my approach to life and this work and the way that I am kind of in community is to, you know, always look to where we can find common ground and work together. And, you know, and I think that that's was part of the part of my response and reaction and approach to what unfolded between leading up to us splitting off and rebranding and relaunching. I think that, you know, as things were progressing, you know, I was like, well, let's figure this out. Let's work together. Let's make this work for all of us. And, you know, as it continued forward, it's like each time I felt like I was, you know, going there as well with other leadership was doing that as well. And it was just like, you know, and then something else would occur that was just really, really hard and not okay. Mm-hmm. So I think that, you know, to answer your question, like, what can white allies do? I think that, you know, I think the one of the biggest things I think that white allies should do and can do is to listen, you know, and, you know, there's a way to be an active listener, an engaged listener, where you, you know, are just silent and sit with it and don't give any type of response unless that is something that is explicitly, you know, being asked for. And I think that doesn't always happen. You know, I think some people listen but don't truly listen. And so, and, you know, it's something that has to sometimes be learned and practiced over again. But I think that's one thing that folks can do is just listen. When people are telling you what their experience is, listen. When people are telling you, you know, how they want you to show up, listen. When people are sharing with you, you know, because people are sharing with you things that are really hard for them most of the time. And, you know, to be invited into that and to, you know, be able to, you know, share in that in some way is already, you know, a privilege for folks to even be able to be a part of those conversations and be a part of that. So I think that just listening is something that's truly important that doesn't happen enough. And listen to the direction and the advice and the feedback. Listen in all the ways and act accordingly. I think that was one of the things that didn't happen in the best way it could have. Was you know, I know that I definitely didn't feel fully listened to, and you know, Layla didn't feel fully listened to. So
Layla Hosting, co-director. Co-directing Sankofa along with you, and I really, really appreciate your perspective, and it's certainly very telling to a lot of the labor that has to be put forth to continue moving the work forward, because ultimately a community space is what's most important, and certainly neither of us here in the room are strangers to the happenings of QDPOC spaces, queer trans people of color spaces, in white dominant spaces, and how sometimes in these spaces for people of color, these structures don't always work. And so I also wanted to then, as you're speaking of Sankofa, what is next for Sankofa Collective Northwest? What does the leadership look like at Sankofa right now?
Yay, what is next? So just really quickly, what's next is, you know, Layla and I are still co-directing the organization, and we are moving from steering committee to a board of directors. So we had a steering committee under the model that we were in, and so now those folks, and we're also inviting folks to be engaged in our board, and so we're making that shift from steering committee to a board of directors. So we have a really strong and committed steering committee of folks that will now be our board of directors, and they've been so deeply involved in this that it's really exciting.
All right, thank you. We're getting to a break right now. Sorry about this, Khalil. We're going to have to go over to KBOO to talk more about our fundraising. Thanks.
Great. And we are back over here at Pledge Central. And this is Emma, and I'm a producer. I'm one of the producers for Trans Positive. And I just want to say, first of all, thank you so much to QDPOC, and thank you to Sankofa. It really is a privilege to be able to listen. And it's so important to listen. We really need to listen when these people are speaking, because they're sharing a really deep truth that's difficult to share. And especially for allies, which I consider myself, it's very important to listen when people of color speak, and to hear what they're saying without interrupting, without in interjecting and just to listen. And that's part of why we have Cutie Pock on twice a month, because these voices, the voices of people of color matter. The voices of people of color are so important. And KBOO has a commitment to this. KBOO has a commitment to dismantling oppression and to racial justice. We have a commitment to dismantling white supremacy. And that's why part of why we're here tonight. We are here because you give, because you donate. And you can call us on the phone. You can give us a call at 877-500-5266. And you can also donate online at kboo.fm. If you're new to KBOO, you know how different KBOO sounds. We sound really different because listeners like you financially support us. And keeping us independent and commercial free is so important. And it's so easy to give to KBOO too. You could give us $10 a month. That's only $120 a year. And if you give us a call right now at 877-500-5266, we can help get you going, supporting a community programming that really matters. What do you think about that, Lisa?
Emma, we haven't gotten any calls so far, and we really need to make those phones ring, because this show, Cutie Pock Talk, is really coming out of a community that is so vital. We talk about underserved communities, but in the United States, a lot of our real culture is on the backs of people from underserved communities. The whole world loves American culture because of people of color. And 877-500-5266. Please give us a call. Make 1 hour's wage per month your contribution. It really makes a difference. 877-500-5266. If you are on your phone right now, some people are listening on the KBOO app. There's a little thing you can tap on that. KBOO app is elegant, by the way. On the internet, www.kboo.org. Please call now. We're really waiting for your support for this crucial programming.
Yeah, yeah. That's the way every day goes. Every time we've no control. If the sky is pink and white, if the ground is black and yellow, it's the same way you showed me. Nod my head, don't close my eyes. Halfway on a slow move, it's the same way you showed me. If you could fly, then you'd feel south. Up north's getting cold soon. The way it is, we're on land, so I'm someone to hold true. Keep you cool when it's still alive. Won't let you down when it's all ruined. Just the same way you showed me. Showed me. You showed me love. Glory from above. Regardless, dear. It's all. Of a summer shade, nose dive in the flood lines, tall tower, milk crate. It's the same way you showed me. Cannonball off the porch side, older kids trying off the roof. Just the same way you showed me. You were sure if you could die and come back to life, up for air from the swimming pool, you kneel down to the dry land, kiss the earth that birthed you. Gave you tools just to stay alive and make it up when the sun is ruined. That's the same way you showed me. Showed. You showed me love.
Tell it.
We're back on here on Cutie Pock Talk, everyone. Hi. Thank you so much for listening to our fundraisers.
Hi.
Welcome, everyone. That was that was Frank Ocean's Pink and White that you were listening to his newest album. Mm-hmm. And Frank Ocean is a Scorpio, by the way, if you all didn't know, Scorpio artist. We are also here joined by Khalil Edwards, who's our guest speaker today, talking a little bit more about Black queer organizing spaces, PFLAG Black chapter, and the new seeds that are being planted with Sankofa Collective Northwest. And we're really excited to hear about the ways that the work is moving forward. And Khalil, would you mention to us, what are some of the ways that our community can get involved with Sankofa Collective Northwest, please?
So I'll just be really brief. So we're relaunching, and so still moving forward with the work that we have had for the past year, over 7 years, providing support to the Black LGBTQ community. And and to do that, it takes funds, right? So we are in a fundraiser that's going to go from now through November. So we're just launching that out, and folks can check that out on our Facebook, which is Sankofa Collective Northwest, or they can also find it on our website, sankofacollectivenw.org. And folks should be able to support in that way and hopefully become a monthly supporter of our work and help us to continue to grow as we are in this phase of relaunching. But also get engaged, reach out to us, hit us up on Facebook or email us. You can find contact info on our website. And let us know how you want to get involved. We're always looking for folks to get involved in many areas of our work. We're working on prison divestment. We are working on some ballot measures. We are working around police accountability and reform. We're doing work within our youth programming that happens weekly and drop-in spaces in Northeast and East Portland. You know, the list goes on. We're having our family feast in mid-November, which is always a really great community building event that we host and that we organize. And so we just want folks to know that we're here and we're still moving forward with all the ways that we have successfully been able to, you know, do that in the community, and want folks to continue to, you know, stay with us. You've been with us for the past 7 years, and we want you to continue to go forward with us as we, you know, move forward in this new exciting part of our journey. So just...
Yes, let's please everybody here in Portland, allies, turn out to support fiscally or financially and or morally and or with capacity Sankofa Collective Northwest. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm really glad that you took a moment to come visit us today. And that's kind of the wrap up of our interview today with Khalil Edwards. And we're going to be heading in another moment to our fundraiser here with KBOO, but I just wanted to remind everyone that if you're interested in supporting work by Sankofa, their website is sankofanw.org. Thanks.
Great. And we are back over here in Pledge Central with myself. I'm Emma Lugo. I'm a co-producer at Transpositive, and also Lisa Levin. And we're here tonight because we want to talk about KBOO and why it's so important to give to KBOO. It's really important if you have a phone near you right now and you are you haven't given before. I really want to talk to you because the only way that we can continue to broadcast live 24/7 year round is through listener support. And if you're listening tonight because you listen to Cutie Pock, then think about stepping up. If you can, step up and make a pledge right now. It's only $10 a month for $120 a year. If you'd like to give $20 a month, that's only $240. It's really easy. We value all contributions the most, but we are most stoked about these monthly and sustaining donations because that's really what carries KBOO through. To hear programming like what you just heard tonight with Cutie Pock, it costs money. And people who really value this kind of programming and who feel like it's important that queer, trans, people of color are heard every Tuesday on KBOO Community Radio. This is your time. This is your time to step up and give us some money. Give us a call at 877-500-5266. And I'm going to turn it over to Lisa for a minute.
You know, we need to make the phones ring, okay? Our goal is $250, and we have at this time to raise $250. If you're listening right now and you're not a member of KBOO, shame on you. I'm saying it. Shame on you, because this is so important. You know, we have people coming on the air to talk about important issues like this because no one else covers the issues. Come on now. 877-500-5266. What are you waiting for? We've got tickets to the Dandy Warhols. That's an all-ages show happening in December. You can plan, you can rent a limousine and go to that show. That was for a $75 pledge. That's only $6.25 a month. We're not asking for that much, right? If you are employed, if you do make an hourly wage, I'm going to suggest that you make that your contribution per month. 877-500-5266. Minimum wage is just under, it's just over $9 right now. It will change, right? I believe in January. But even if you just made an $8.25 a month contribution, that's $100. I want to just encourage you to think big, because this is where you are the philanthropist. This is where you are investing the money. Kind of like they do at Fox News, except way better, right? 877-500-5266. I don't mean to be severe, Emma, but I am being severe.
No,
we need to hear from you.
We do.
877-500-5266. I'm sorry, Emma, what were you saying?
You know, thousands of people listen to KBOO every day, but never make a contribution. Of the 60,000 or so people who tune into KBOO each week, only about 10% contribute financially. So we want to increase those numbers. But we know that if you're one of those people, you're thinking about giving right now, you've been listening to Cutie Park, you've been hearing this information about Sankofa, maybe you're thinking about going to one of their events. Maybe you're really, you got some really good education dropped on you tonight. You heard about how important it is to be a good ally, how important it is to listen, don't interject, just listen to what people of color have to say to you if they give you the honor of sharing their stories with you. And they just told you about something that's going on that you can go to. It's something that you can go to, you can become more educated, and you can be a better ally. Or if you're a person of color and you're queer, you can connect with this community that's here to serve you. And in the same way, KBOO is here to serve all of us. We're here to serve queer people. We're here to serve trans people. We're even here to serve straight people. And we want to be your community radio station. We want to be here for you every day, 24 hours a day. That's the commitment that we have here at KBOO. And we're so proud of it. But the only way that we can be here is if you donate, if you call us right now at 877-500-5266. If you give us $10 a month, that's only $120 a year. For a lot of people, that's less than what they pay for gas. That's less than what they pay for coffee. That's less than what they pay for entertainment. And this is just a small donation that you can make to help keep this community radio station alive. KBOO connects listeners to values, our commitment to the unheard and the underrepresented. That's why we're here tonight. KBOO stands for critical thinking and a revolutionary approach to media when it's so desperately needed. That's why we want you to give us a call at 877-500-5266, or you can donate online at kboo.fm. We're trying to get to $250 tonight, and we do have a gift. It is the...
Actually, these cello project tickets look gorgeous. The PDX cello project.
We have the Dandy Warhols. For a minimum donation of $75, you could go to the Dandy Warhols. They have a show on December 10th. And if you give $75 or more, then we will get that to you. So give us a call at 877-500-5266. Do you want to close this out, Lisa?
I will try. I will try to close this out. I know that a lot of people are listening right now because this show is so important. And they're covering the issue about what's going on with the formerly PDX Black P Flag. And now it's a new organization. Sankofa is a word that describes the middle passage in African American history. And this is what all of our friends and neighbors and family members go through all the time, a difficult journey through the African American community, specifically in Portland, Oregon, the whitest city in the country. And that is why, I mean, shows like this are a matter of life and death. I'm not exaggerating at all. We discussed it a little bit earlier, 877-500-5266. We need you to step up and invest in making this happen. And we're going back to Cutie Pock Talk. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. We're back here, and Oscar's going to give us the horoscope.
Yes. You are in for your monthly queer horoscope guidance. We are just coming out of a full moon in Pisces with an eclipse last Friday. I hope the full moon treated you well and that this weekend you had a lot of introspective moments, as many as you could possibly have in this go kind of world. So just very briefly, we've gone through Pisces full moons. Pisces is the water element. It's the oldest and wisest out of the zodiac. Allegedly, some of the fire signs would say. No, I'm just kidding. But really, I just kind of wanted to address the each of the elements, the fires, the winds, and the theoretical folks, the earthy and grounding individuals, and also the deep and emotional and intuitive water signs. This was the second full moon in Pisces actually this year. The first one was 6 months ago and it was in March, and it brings us to this half year period, this 6 month period to September's full moon last Friday. And so Aries, just a little bit of guidance as you're kind of, you know, sitting on your throne and just feeling all of your things. Make sure that you listen. We've been discussing today in our conversation how very young energies, how very young fire energies, and just some not knowing individuals tend to treat, you know, we're having conversations about white spaces, white queer spaces, and what happens with queer trans people of color individuals and black organizers and POC spaces. Make sure that you listen, very importantly. Sit on your throne and listen. Don't be that kind of leader that's just in the throne and disregarding everybody around you. Not cool. Leo, silence is important. I know that you love being centered and maybe at times the center of attention, but your silence is super, super important so that you may also listen. Your silence is very important many times. Sagittarius, master your fires. Master your fires. There's an incredible amount of energy that you Sagittarius hold. How are you using your energy? Are you depleted of energy, but you're still completing things? Wow, that is a trend that I see from a lot of Sagittarius. The energies that you do have, how do you use them? Very important. Hey, Sagittarius, Khalil Edwards of the world, Reina Lopez's of the immigrant justice world, Pamela Santos's of the KBOO world. Hi, Sagittarius's. Air signs, Gemini, keep an open mind. Just, you know, as you're going with your flows, keep an open mind and just observe as you do. And Libras, take on some time to balance the outer world that you're often trying to balance from within. Usually your efforts to wanting to balance the external world are due to the feelings of the internal. Focus the internal. And not try to achieve all the balancing of the outer world. Aquariuses, the third of the wind signs, the humanitarians of the zodiac, very unique of the zodiac. You are always approaching situations based on what you have learned, what you have seen firsthand, and that's very, very admirable. Keep doing as such. Earth sign Tauruses. You don't take BS, and why? What kind of BS do you receive sometimes? And being very strong-willed, I really, really admire that about you all. And your strong will teaches you a lot, and it teaches the people around you a lot. Virgo, another earth sign. You're graceful until you're not. and learn to let go. Learn to let go of all that seems imperfect in the physical world. Not everything will be tidy and are perfect in the physical world. Water signs, Cancer, you're the portal to the soul. Scorpio, it's okay to mistrust. And Pisces, you are part of the whole. Don't forget about yourself. You're part of the whole.
Thanks, guys. See you again next month here from Cutie Pock Talk.
Thanks for listening.
KABU would like to thank our community partners who donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Katie O'Brien's, an Irish pub serving traditional Irish pub located at 2809, located north at East Stanley Boulevard, open every day from 8 a.m. open to 2:30 a.m. 8 a.m. Lunch was provided by Huber's Cafe. Lunch was served by Huber's entrees and their Spanish coffee. Dinner was provided by Fire on the Mountain, a Portland wings stop, open from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., serving wings and sides at three different Portland locations.